I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice Series. After a woman gives birth, it can take a long time, it can take around 6 to 8 weeks until she's able to get through Zayin Nikiyim, to make it to the mikveh, to become Tahura. And that period of time can be challenging, and specifically when it comes to the halachas of Harchakos. Now, the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Yud Gimel, is really the source, the concept of Harchakos, that a husband should distance himself in certain ways from his wife when she's a Nida. The Gemara quotes a jarring story with a Talmud Chacham towards the bottom of Amud Aleph to the top of Amud Beis, of a Talmud Chacham that died young, and it wasn't clear why. What was the great Avera that he did that caused such a terrible thing? And the Gemara seems to say it was because he wasn't careful in the halachas of Harchakos. One particular halacha that many people struggle with is the halacha that you shouldn't pass something to your spouse when she is a Nida. And the truth is that this halacha is not explicit in the Gemara. What is explicit in the Gemara is that a husband shouldn't touch his wife when she is a Nida. And even in her pinky, even the etzba ktana, a husband shouldn't touch a wife. And the Rishonim quote from Rashi, so Rashi's not on the side of the page, but the Rishonim quote from Rashi that in order to avoid touching your wife, it's best to avoid passing anything to your wife as well. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yeridus, and Mekuf Tzadi Hesef, Bezlo Yigaba Afila Be'etzba Ktana. The Shulchan Aruch starts off telling you that it's usur, you're not allowed to touch your wife. But in an extension of that, V'lo Yoshit Miyada Liyada Shum Davar V'lo Yikablena Miyada, you shouldn't pass anything to your wife, and your wife shouldn't pass anything to you. Why? Shema Yigaba Besara. Perhaps you're going to touch her. One particular scenario in which a couple can have difficulty adhering to this halacha is when it comes to have baby, when it comes to children. Many times it's easiest and very difficult to avoid passing one child to from one spouse to the other. Many people are familiar with the Tashbats. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Tashbats that evokes a halacha of Hilcha Shabbos. It comes up later on in the Masechta. The Chai Nusa is Atzmo, it's a halacha specific to Hilcha Sotza, that you're may not be the Raisa to carry a child outside on Shabbos, Chaynose is Atzmo. So too over here, you're allowed to pass a child from one spouse to the other because Chaynose is Atzmo. But many poskim struggle mightily with this Tashbats. What does this halacha of Hilcha Shabbos have anything to do with the Harchakos? There's a concept, there's a concern that you may touch your wife, and therefore you shouldn't pass a child, even a child, to your spouse. What does this halacha of Chaynose is Atzmo have anything to do with the halachas of Harchakos? So some poskim ignore this Tashbats and they say that you're in fact not allowed to pass even a child to your spouse. However, it's quoted from Ramosha and other poskim that the whole challenge of the Tashbats is a misunderstanding of what he was trying to say. He wasn't trying to say that there's a special halacha of a child because of this concept of Hilcha Shabbos of Chaynus Es Atzmo. It's obviously not true, and children have the status as any other object. But there's a reality that can exist with a child that's unique. That a child could stretch out his hands and could try to go to the spouse. In such a scenario, says the Tashbats, that's not called that you're passing the child. Rather, the child is going by himself. And therefore, as the Tashbats explicitly says, that if you're dealing with a newborn baby, with a very young baby, or an ill child that isn't going by itself, as passive, and one spouse is passing to the other, everyone agrees it's going to be a problem. It's only when the child is leaning out, trying to go by themselves, then we consider the child is going by himself, and that's when it wouldn't be a problem. There's another halacha which I think can be very helpful for many people, in that this idea, this halacha, you're not supposed to pass from one spouse to the other, is specifically as the lashon, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is miyado liyada, from his hand to her hand. And similarly, v'lo yikablena miyada, he can't accept something from her, but specifically from her hand. There's no problem of placing a child on your spouse's lap. There's no problem of taking something off your spouse's lap. Obviously, you have to be careful. Obviously, you have to try to avoid touching her in any way possible. But this rigid halacha, this rigid prohibition of hoshata, that you're not allowed to pass from one spouse to the other, is specifically when you're passing it from one hand to this other spouse's hand.